4 o'clock, hour number two of Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bullbarch and Matt Douglas taking you up until 6 o'clock tonight. Having all kinds of fun here in studio. Well, we've got a crew in here today, Mr. Douglas. No question about that. While you won't hear him, you'll feel his presence. Steve Sefcik is here in studio with us, along with Catherine Orentek and Jeremy Hudgens with Lorain County Community College. We're talking about the Special Olympics Hoops event, March 1st through the 4th. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Thank you.
Doing great. Thanks.
Well, this is going to be a lot of fun. We're really looking forward to this March 1st through the 4th. Jeremy's a radio pro. He's done this several times before, but Catherine, this is your first go around here, so we'll start with you.
Okay.
What are the details?
Well, like you said, it's March 1st through the 4th. We have about 18 games that we're going to be doing over the weekend. It starts on Thursday night around 5 p.m. We have tons of volunteers. Then we have the athletes that come. We've been working really hard to make it a fun event for everybody.
Now, this is completely a volunteer-driven event, right?
Yes, it is.
Correct.
Jeremy, you were telling me earlier, you've been a part of this for 13 years now?
Yeah, I've been around for 13 years. I've actually only doing the committee stuff for 13 years, but I've been hanging around at about 15 with on and off with volunteering.
How has this changed since you've been involved? Because, I mean, you were throwing some numbers at me earlier, talking about the number of teams, the number of individuals involved. Seems like this thing has really grown a ton.
It really has. You know, when I first started doing it, there was like 20, 25 teams that would sign up, and now, you know, 37 teams that we have throughout the weekend. It's become a great event, and you get to see the same faces each year, so it's always a great time to see everybody once a year, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, and on the website also, I think it was mentioned also that we're talking close to 2,500 people will be on campus
Yes.
for this event.
Yes.
Wow. That's really unbelievable. Now, when you guys are putting these numbers together and you guys are meeting and you're trying to figure out different ways in order to be able to progress this thing and make it better every single year, what are some of the ideas that you're going to implement for this year? Because you talked about all the teams and all the people that come to campus and just how cool that event really is. What's going to make this year's event even better?
Well, we'll have more music in the rotation for the halftime
nice.
Show.
Okay.
There you go. More music in the rotation. We've got somebody that takes care of that entertainment for us and provides a bunch of organizations throughout the community that come in and do different things during halftime. So it's a lot of fun.
We'll have some of the cheerleaders, Clearview mm-hmm. Cheerleaders will come in and do a little bit of a halftime show for one of the games. We also have Mr. D's Karate coming in and doing demos for a couple of the games for Saturday and Sunday. So a lot of people have helped try to make this event better and better each year, be it as some of us committee members might be doing the chicken dance. maybe on Sunday when we're exhausted, who knows, but we always have something fun for everyone.
March 1st through 4th, as we mentioned before, about how much of the day does this take up? Is this an all-day event going the 1st through the 4th here?
For us committee members, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Thursday night, it starts at the game, I believe, starts at 6, and Friday at 5, and then Saturday and Sunday, it will be all day from 9 a.m. until 7 p.m.
And how's the tournament work? Is it a round robin situation with people playing?
Single elimination.
Okay, wow. So you get that. How many teams will be there?
37.
Wow, that's impressive. So, and as you mentioned before, you guys said that this was, for the most part, completely volunteer driven.
It is.
How many volunteers does it take to put on something like this?
Close to about 800, wow. with it all being said and done. And we're always looking for more help, too.
Sure. What sort of things do the volunteers do?
We have spaces open to anywhere from the concession stand to helping out in the volunteer room where they, you know, check people in, the volunteers in. We have people that sing the national anthem, so they can sign up to sing the national anthem. We have cheer squads where people just cheer for the teams. So there's all kinds of different things that people can do.
If somebody knows how to do scorekeeping or a scoreboard, we need that help too.
Okay, so you're looking for somebody that knows how to work the book, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. No, that's interesting because I think everybody that comes to a basketball game, I think you get there and you just generally assume things are going to work the way they've always worked, but you don't realize that it takes a lot of manpower to get in there and make this thing run the way everybody expects it to run. And I think it's cool, too. You guys are doing a lot of the halftime acts and in-between game entertainment, too, because at that point, and I think this is kind of what you guys are going for, too, it's more or less like a show, right? I mean, everybody's there to see the game, and I think they want to see everybody get actively involved, but it's become more like a show so that everybody comes, regardless of the outcome of the games, they walk away having a great time.
Yeah, they really do.
That is the main goal, to make sure that all the athletes and their family members and the volunteers, that we all have a good time.
Well, it seems like everybody walks away having a blast, and I think we need to pat Jeremy on the back here because, if I'm not mistaken, I was reading the Twitter account a little bit earlier, and you're in charge of marketing this thing. You're in charge of getting sponsors, and there's no more room left in that game program, is there?
No, there's not. This year, we've been blessed on getting pretty much the whole program filled to capacity, which has been great. It's just, like I said, it's been a blessing because we always have – and I like to the fact that there's new people in there this year. We have a couple of new sponsors, so that's always. And then I like to have. We always have our repeat offenders, which is great too because they've been helping us make this tournament fantastic for 23 years.
And if I could just add, when I came on as the chairperson this year, I've been blessed to have these committee members that are head up the different committees with him with sponsorship, and then the lady that runs the concession stand.
Jennifer,
if it hadn't been for them being able to I just walked in and kind of smooth sailing because it's like a well-oiled machine. They know exactly what they're doing. I just have to keep everything organized.
Well, Catherine, what's this experience been like for you? You mentioned that you're kind of new to this whole thing, right?
Yes.
What's this experience been like for you so far? Before we came on the air, you were telling me that you had that first meeting, and you were taken back for just a second, but you've come a long way since then.
Yeah, it was a little overwhelming at first. I have been a part of a lot of volunteer type of activities in the past, between my kids' school activities in different organizations that I belong to, but it's never been the whole event. I've been the one that's like this concession stand or something like that. So it's a little overwhelming, but I have not had any problems whatsoever. You just walk in and they all know what they're doing. They're pretty much telling me, you have to make sure you do this and this and this and this. I'm like, okay, cool. I got it.
Following the orders, right?
I'm following the orders. That's it.
That's okay. Nothing wrong with that. Again, Special Olympics hoops at Lorain County Community College. It is the 23rd annual, taking place March 1st through the 4th at Lorain County Community College's Ewing Activity Center. Here in studio with us, we've got Catherine Arantik and Jeremy Hudgens. Jeremy, let's talk about the value of the tournament on a personal level for you, because you mentioned how many years you've been involved in this. You've seen this thing grow. We patted you on the back earlier talking about how you got all these sponsors involved with this too. But, you know, what's the value of this tournament to you on a personal level?
Well, on a personal level, first of all, I have mild cerebral palsy. I'm what they call a right hemiplegic, which means all of my right side's affected. But it's great that I can do what I do, so I can help put on a tournament for folks that, you know, have my type of situation. And, you know, they always have a blast. I also have a family member who also participates in the skills part, every year. So on a personal level, so it's great to come in there and put on this tournament because I can't play, so I get to help put on one heck of a ball game for them and a tournament so that they can have a lot of fun.
You mentioned there's a skills.
Yes.
Portion of it is like a skills competition. What exactly are we talking about?
They
here?
Do the skills competition. They do dribbling, they do passing, and they do shooting. And then the judges get together and they kind of all grade them on how well they do.
Okay. Very cool stuff. Now, the winner of this tournament goes on to states, correct?
Yeah. There are five divisions, so you'll have five men's divisions, there's five winners, and then there's two school-age divisions, so there will be two winners from that, and then there's one women's division. So there are a total of eight divisions altogether, and Championship Sunday is everybody will be vying for going to state.
Okay, so it all begins a week from this Thursday on March the 1st, and then it all concludes on that Sunday, March 4th.
Yes.
So because you guys are in March, this is all part of March Madness,
yes.
Right?
Yes. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, and we try to make it as close as to an NBA Finals or a Final Four type of setting for the athletes.
That's a really, really awesome stuff. Now, you were pretty excited at that bump I played coming out of the break with the Nature Boy, Ric Flair, the Woo, and the whole nine yards. See, these are the kinds of things you could actually incorporate into the presentation, right?
Yeah. I've been a wrestling fan for a long, long time. Gotta love the old Nate.
Yeah, nothing wrong with Nature Boy. I think, what's crazy about that is you play that, everybody in the gym starts wooing.
Yeah.
Everybody in the gym starts wooing.
20 years down the road, people start wooing, and we don't know why.
Well, I have a general idea, right? There's a 30 for 30 on him now. People get an idea as to where that came from. Well, before we let you guys go, where can our listeners go to get more information on how and where this is all going down? And more importantly, I know you guys are always looking for volunteers. So for any of our listeners out there that are interested in volunteering at this event, where can they go to get that information?
Well, to volunteer, you can go to S-O Hoops. That's just S-O-H-O-O-P-S. At, and it's not the at sign, it's at atlccc.com. So sohoops@lccc.com, and you just click on volunteer now, and it comes up with all of the different positions that are open that people can do. And they can find us on Facebook, and they can find us on Twitter.
SOHoopsLCCC is our Twitter. And, just search for us under Facebook at Special Olympics Hoops, ATLCCC. We're the only one there.
Hey, and if you follow them on Twitter, you see the getup that Jeremy's got on him. He's got the tie-dye shirt going on. He's got his cast set. He was ready to rock and roll when he walked in here today.
I was.
Good stuff. Well, again, you were mentioning earlier that, I mean, you guys will take any volunteers. You'll find something for anybody that wants to volunteer their time, though you are looking for somebody who can work the book, correct?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
And even if you have no experience running books or running scoreboards, I can teach you a crash course in 5 minutes.
Very cool stuff. Well, Catherine, Jeremy, thank you guys both so much for coming in studio. Did Steve pass you something?
He did. We wanted to thank all the referees from the Northern Ohio Officials Association for coming and hanging out and donating their time for us. So, and actually got some family on there too. So it's a mini family reunion.
Jeez, you are a well-connected man. Holy smokes. You need to know something. You need to know somebody. You just talk to Jeremy, right? Jeremy can get where you need to go. All right, guys. Well, thank you again for coming in studio. This is a lot of fun.
Thank you.
All righty. Again, our thanks to both Catherine Orantek and Jeremy Hudgens with the Special Olympics Hoop at LCCC March 1st through the 4th at LCCC's Ewing Activity Center. Make sure you check it out. There's a lot more information online.